and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were together in one place, and there came from heaven the sound like a mighty rushing wind, and filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And when Peter preaches his sermon, saying, "Everyone who calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved." And Jesus says in John chapter 7, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned at the beginning of the service, all over the world today, Christians in both the Eastern and Western Church are celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. A little explanation of the day of Pentecost is in order. Pentecost means the 50th day. And the 50th day for us is the 50th day since Christ's resurrection. Recall that Jesus was crucified on Good Friday. On the third day, he was raised on Easter. For 40 days, he gave convincing proofs that he was risen and ascended into heaven. And 10 days later came today, Pentecost. In the Old Testament, for originally Pentecost was an Old Testament festival, the Old Testament Israelites celebrated Moses leading Israel in the Exodus out of Egypt, and 50 days later in Mount Sinai receiving 10 commandments, and the Jews celebrated this festival every year. Now the New Testament Pentecost has taken its place. Jesus now leads the new Israel in an exodus from this life to the next life in his glorious resurrection. And 50 days later, he sends the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thus, Pentecost, the great festival of the church, and the color red for the coming of the Holy Spirit and the tongues as of fire. And not only that, on this day of Pentecost, we also rejoice in the fire of Pentecost and the water, the living water of the Holy Spirit. Fire and water are both part of Pentecost, because there will not only be tongues as a fire on their head, 3,000 people will be baptized in water. So today you should picture Pentecost, fire and water. We'll talk about that fire and the living water today. Just a reminder that the gospel lesson in John 7, the gospel of John is all about water. The water Jesus changed to wine. Nicodemus is told by Jesus he must be born of water and the Spirit. The lame man is healed in the water pool of Bethesda. Jesus walks on water, the Sea of Galilee. There's a healing at the pool of Siloam. Jesus washes his disciples' feet with water. And when Jesus dies on the cross, is pierced in the side, from his side comes blood and water. Why do you need both the fire of the Holy Spirit and the streams of living water in your life on this day of Pentecost? Consider the fact that we need both fire and water. We need fire to cook food to keep us warm. We need water to keep us alive. Think of how much we need water. When you're thirsty, you look for a cool drink of water. If you have a garden with tomatoes and bell peppers and beans and squash and cucumbers and radishes and lettuce, it needs watering. The lake needs rain to fill it with water so the city has a water source. Everything we drink has water in it, whether it's Kool-Aid or wine, soda or juice. The fields get dry, there's droughts and fires and forest fires, and we need clouds to drop down rain. But more importantly, we need the living water and the fire of the Holy Spirit through the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has completed the work of our salvation. in his death and resurrection and ascension. Send down the Holy Spirit, who comes personally to us with both a fire and water. This living water is bubbling, sparkling, clear, cool, fresh, invigorating. It's like a mountain waterfall that sprays you in the face with living water. Look at your own life. Consider the deep spiritual thirst we all have. The stuff the world offers cannot quench our thirst. We can concentrate our lives on money, on fame, on possessions, on power and influence, and all these things are here today and gone tomorrow and leave us spiritually dried out and dying of thirst. We need living streams of water, and that's what our Lord Jesus Christ gives us. So on this day of Pentecost, let us rejoice in that fire and that water that we have. That stream of living water that gives you life now and in eternity. So, let's first consider the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, on the last day of the feast, the great day of the feast and the gospel lesson, the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the day in which the priests would pour water seven times from a golden pitcher into the silver funnel surrounding the altar. At that day, when the water's being poured out seven times, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." Jesus' body is now the new temple. We don't need a building in Jerusalem anymore. Jesus' body is the new temple given for us upon the cross, and in the temple of his resurrection, we are given the pure water in holy baptism, and also with the bread and wine of holy communion. Whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Jesus himself is the river of life, and he pours that water into us, and then those living streams of water flow from us into the world. He said this about the Holy Spirit, who had not been poured out on the day of Pentecost yet, had not yet been given because Christ had not yet been glorified and raised and ascended. And he's foretelling the coming of the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit is poured out upon all people, and that living water and the fire of the Holy Spirit spreads worldwide. The person of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, is God, along with the Father and the Son. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. The Holy Spirit is poured out when Christ completed his work and is our intercessor at the right hand of God. Now the Holy Spirit is poured out wherever the word is preached and the sacraments are administered. The person of the Holy Spirit is working. Even right now. That's the person of the Holy Spirit. What about the fire that was poured out on the day of Pentecost? There are all these believers, these Jewish believers, in Jerusalem for the Old Testament Pentecost, but little did they know the believers in Christ were about to experience the New Testament Pentecost. So now the Holy Spirit is poured out. And from heaven comes the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Imagine that this room is filled with the sound of wind, like a locomotive going through, but you don't actually feel any wind. You just hear it. The Holy Spirit's present. Tongues as of fire rest upon their head, and they are filled with the Spirit, and they speak in other languages as the Spirit gives them utterance. They begin to speak about Jesus' work in languages they'd never known before. These Jews were Galileans, Judeans. They were Jewish people who most likely knew Hebrew and Greek, and maybe some of them knew Latin. But they begin to speak in at least 15 different language groups because there's people from all around the Roman Empire proclaiming the mighty works of God. And the people are perplexed and amazed at what is happening. How can these people speak in all these different languages, the gospel for all the nations? every nation under heaven. Do you know what was happening in Pentecost? It was a reversal of the Tower of Babel. Remember, in the Tower of Babel, because of man's sinfulness, God confuses their languages and drives people all over the face of the earth. Now he is reversing the Tower of Babel. Now all people have the one language of the gospel, and they are being brought back together under Jesus Christ in the one language of the gospel. The Tower of Babel is being reversed. People are being brought back into the one people of God now in Christ Jesus. And then Peter preaches a sermon. Give ear to my words. This is fulfilling the prophet Joel. He said that then in the last day, God would pour out his spirit on all flesh. And the preaching of the gospel to the young and to the old. Joel was foretelling this day of Pentecost. Thus, all over the world, as I said, Christians are celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit and the fire of his love today. But the third thing we consider is the work of the Holy Spirit and the streams of living water that he gives. This event of Pentecost and the coming of the Spirit today to us was foretold in Numbers 11, when the Lord placed the Holy Spirit in the 70 elders, just like upon Moses. And Moses said, would that all the Lord's people had his Spirit. And that is exactly what has happened. We have, all of us, young and old, men, women, and children, the same Holy Spirit that has been poured out through all of history. We have that Spirit upon us. It has been fulfilled. Now, the epistle lesson today didn't have the complete sermon of Peter. And the rest of Acts chapter 2 explains how in Peter's sermon, he's looking at all these hundreds of people, actually thousands of people, and proclaims Jesus of Nazareth, his mighty works and wonders, how they had delivered and crucified him, but he had been raised by God according to God's plan. And Jesus raised, of which they were eyewitnesses, now is the Lord and Christ, and calls all people to repent and believe. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is unto you and to your children. And the day that began with fire ends with a lot of water. 3,000 people are baptized. They will continue the apostles' doctrine, the fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayers, very similar to what we do today, gathering around baptism, the apostles' doctrine, the breaking of bread and Holy Communion, the fellowship of the believers, and praying for one another, exactly like we are doing this morning. Pentecost, fire and water continues now. So that work is alive and present among us. We await the day of the Lord, that great and magnificent day when the sun and the moon will be burned up, and everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. The Holy Spirit is at work. Don't expect tongues of fire to suddenly appear today. That was a one-time event. And because the gospel is now being translated, and the Bible is being translated into all the languages of the world by Bible translators, this scripture and the means of grace is how the Holy Spirit works today. The preaching of the gospel, the teaching of young and old in God's word, being baptized by water in the Spirit, hearing the word of absolution that you are forgiven, and receiving Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of sins. That is how the Holy Spirit is working today. We don't look for some other way. This is where the Spirit speaks. This is where the Spirit works. The Holy Spirit has created faith in your heart. Drink deeply from the well of God. Rejoice in the stream of living water that you have. Do not go after the dry and thirsty world. These living waters are given to you. You drink, your thirst is quenched. Now the fire and the water of the Holy Spirit goes into the world through us. The reason we have a church and school and campus ministry and have been on the street corner for 110 years. The reason why we have boards and councils and presidents and vice presidents and councilmen at large and secretaries and treasurers and financial secretaries and elders and evangelism, education and endowment and trustees and stewardship in the school board. I think you get the point. The reason we have these and we ask you to serve and the privilege of serving is because we are doing our part to carry the fire and the water of the Holy Spirit through the Pentecost of God's Word and Sacrament today. May we, like the first century believers, praise God. May the Lord add daily to those who are being saved. May we find favor before all the people so that God's saving work can be done through us. On Pentecost, may the fire of the Holy Spirit, streams of living water, fill us and flow into this world through us. God grant this through the working of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds, in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.